This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On the line.
Gay and lesbian news and interviews.
With Dean Beck.
Made in Melbourne for Australia and the world.
Well, it is mid-month, so that must mean there's a new edition of Star Observer out on the streets. Matthew Wade joins us. He's the Melbourne News Journo for starobserver.com.au. Welcome.
Hi, Dean. How's it going?
I'm very excited to see a feature article of yours in this current print edition.
Which one? Which one's that one?
The one at the back.
Was it the cover story or...?
No. The beats.
Oh, beats,
are they disappearing?
Yeah.
Now, did you have to do a lot of research for this?
I spoke to a number of people. I guess me, I did some gonzo style investigative journalism.
Yes.
But for me, I felt like it's a subculture that's so rich in the LGBTI culture that, and no one really talks about it. I feel like it's never discussed. It's never even really celebrated because, you know, for decades, like, it's been something that gay men have used as an outlet for sex, to meet other men.
Oh, it's the secret shame.
But yeah, that's right. There's so much stigma and shame around it. And so I thought it'd be nice to kind of write something to kind of help to eliminate that a little bit, to bring it more into public discussion.
I haven't had a chance to read your article yet, but I'm very much looking forward to it. And, it's great to be talking about it, like we do on Hide and Seek here Wednesdays from 9 p.m. at Joy 94.9. Now, what is in the news? Melbourne, of course, will be hosting one of Australia's largest LGBTI sports festivals.
Yes, that actually will be at the end of January, so it's in a couple of weeks. It's hosted by Team Melbourne, and they've been doing it for about 5 years now.
It's gone gangbusters.
Yeah, that's like the president was saying that each year more and more people are showing up, and it's basically an opportunity for, you know, people with sexual and gender diverse orientations to come along, try a new sport, you know, meet new people.
And for so many people who were really put off sport throughout their schooling, I'm one of them, you know, they get to a midlife crisis and think, maybe I should look after myself a bit better. And this is an opportunity to connect with various sports as they're showcased and just have a bit of a taste test.
I completely agree. I tried basketball when I started high school.
Right.
And I got one of those awards that was almost like the
loser award.
For trying. Yeah, it's almost like you tried, like, well done.
Yeah.
And I never played sport again.
Right.
But I, like, you know, there's such a kind of, yeah, there's such like a masculine kind of almost homophobic culture in a lot of sports. So I think it's nice that there's something like this that lets the queer community come together and actually, like, yeah, get physically active, but also try out different sports. Like, they've actually got so many on lineup. There's rugby, volleyball, swimming, and even walking and cycling. That doesn't have to be actually like a team sport either.
And, well, yeah, but the thing is, I mean, for me, I was really good at swimming and diving, but the team sport thing just was not happening for me because of all of the, you know, bullying and stuff.
Yeah.
So it would be a great opportunity to connect in and get a taste of that team camaraderie.
Exactly. Yeah, I was speaking to someone from the Glamourhead Sharks, which is the swim team in Melbourne, and he was saying the reason why he actually joined the team was because he went to one of these festivals 2 or 3 years ago, and he loved it so much because it was such a great atmosphere. Like, everyone was so positive and welcoming. So, yeah, for anyone that's obviously interested in, you know, trying something, being a bit physically active and trying out a new sport, this is definitely the place to go.
Now, we do know that diabetes is on the rise in this country, especially type 2. Now, Vic Uni is doing Australia's first ever study of gay men with type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, so gay men have never been studied in that relation and that kind of health aspect before, but it's interesting because I think the statistics are something like, you know, 6% of the overall population in Australia have diabetes, but specifically in the gay community, 3% do. So it's actually quite, you know...
That's because we're more body conscious and I don't know.
That's funny. Who knows? No, you actually, I mean, you're a little bit kind of in the right direction because
really?
The people that were studying it were saying, you know, there's a lot of different heightened risk factors that concern the gay community that mean that they're more prone to getting diabetes, like, you know, depression or anxiety or and things around body image. And I think that it's just... cool they're doing it, and they're saying, you know, by doing this study, it'll help inform gay men and give them, I guess...
Maybe the gay gene protects you from... No, that doesn't. Anyway, the Victorian AIDS Council will be conducting their periodic survey yet again this year at Midsummer Carnival.
Yeah, so it'll kick off on Carnival Day, and I think they'll be doing it over the course of a week at different kind of venues, like sex on premises venues, bars, clubs, and venues like that. And they've been doing it since 1998, so it's actually been going for quite a long time, and I think it's really quite invaluable because it kind of pulls together information about the sexual practices and lifestyles of gay men and helps, I guess, the VAC to compare over the years, like, you know, things like trends in STIs or HIV infections, or even just more simply, yeah, the way that gay men are engaging in sex around Melbourne.
Now, it's really important that you contribute to the periodic survey. So if you see one of the volunteers with a clipboard and one of the surveys, please stop and answer it. And another thing, please answer honestly, because that information, whilst it's not identified, no one knows who you are and that puts your name to it, and it gets put into a barrel and sent away and counted. But the information that's collected there informs the response to things like HIV. It informs the education campaigns, and it gives an insight into the real life situation that affects gay men today.
Exactly.
And so it's really important.
Yeah, the CEO, Simon Ruth of VSC, was saying, you know, one of the major ways that they kind of, one of the major things that drives, you know, their initiatives, their campaigns, you know, their campaigning is things like this survey. So I guess if people are giving incorrect information, it doesn't really necessarily lend itself to, you know, the right kind of information being put out there.
And if we whinge and carry on about things like, oh, well, we need more money for the sector, it's the data that's collected from this survey that informs government to say, here, we've got a problem with this. That's what we need the money for.
Yep.
It's really important. Now, the Melbourne Queer Film Festival has let out a little sneak peek of what is to come in 2016.
Yes. So they haven't announced any of the major films like the opening night movie yet, even though the tickets for that are actually on sale now. But they have announced a handful.
Hang on. Yeah. Back.
Yeah.
Queer Film has released, buy a ticket, you just don't know what it is.
Yeah, which I actually thought was kind of strange because I guess, wow. Yeah, you don't know what the film is. But
cheeky.
You know what? It's, for me, it's more than just the film.
Like, it is more than the film.
But, so they've released a handful of movies that they're going to be screening as part of the program. And so far, it looks very diverse and mixed, which I definitely appreciate because I know, you know, in some film festivals, around even around the world, like internationally, they can be quite slanted towards films around gay men. So,
don't you have something to do with the Melbourne Queer Film Festival?
I'm on the selection panel.
Right.
However, we mostly deal with the shorts in the program. So actually,
you have to watch all the shit.
sift through, like, it's hit and miss, you know, Dean. Like, there are some gems, there are some diamonds in the rough, but no, I love it. It's great. But the ones that they've released so far are actually the features, so they're the ones that the program director Spiro has selected. A couple of the standouts that look really great so far and have actually been acclaimed at different festivals. There's one called a drama called Girls Lost, which is basically about three teenage girls who discover a plant that basically can change your gender overnight. So it kind of is like this fantasy drama that looks at like trans issues and trans identities, which is really cool. And then another one, which is a UK documentary called Chemsex.
Is that coming to the festival?
Yeah, so it's actually also, I think, screening.
I was just about to ask you that question.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, it looks at the use of amphetamines in London's gay subculture, and that's supposed to be brilliant as well, so that'll be at MQFF.
Wow. Okay, well, looking forward to yet another good season of Melbourne Queer Film Festival. And in fact, in Star Observer today, the new print edition out now, I noticed the Queer Film in Sydney has got their program.
Yeah, so their full program is released now. So they've got incredible movies on as well. So if you're in Sydney around the festival time, Mardi Gras Film Festival, you should definitely check it out.
It's a pullout from the current print edition of Star Observer. Now, we've also got... No, we spoke about it before. We've been speaking about it all day. Carnival 2016 kicks off on Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, it is Sunday. And the tea dance is still going, but it's free.
Yeah, it's free. So in 3 days' time, like, I can't believe it because I feel like I was talking about it a month ago, like in the lead-up, and now it's actually here. Like,
I'm getting nervous now.
I feel like it's one of those things where in the lead-up, it's nerve-wracking. It's like, oh, there's a lot that's going to be going on. But on the day, like, it'll be amazing. Like, it'll be such a positive and happy... Yeah, it'll be an awesome day.
Now, I have blinged my official Midsummer T-shirt for my official proceedings. And and it will be for sale. So you're quite welcome to... the minute I get off stage, you can put in an offer for it. And all funds will be donated to me. Now, finally, what are you looking forward to Carnival mostly?
on the Carnival Day or Midsummer more generally? Carnival Day. I think I actually love more than anything the stalls that are there because, you know, all the different LGBT community groups all have a kind of space at the carnival, and it's an opportunity for people to kind of walk around, you know, meet other queer people that are kind of in sectors that they're passionate about or interested in.
And you hear our community service announcements here on Joy all the time, but to get along to Carnival, it's the opportunity to actually see what those organisations do and connect to the president or the, you know, volunteers or whatever and find out more and give back to your community. Also, remember, put in a gold coin as you walk into Carnival. I think that's very important.
But yeah, no, it's really great because they can kind of go in and like, even there might be some groups that you didn't even realize existed, but they might just happen to be exactly what you're looking for in terms of getting involved in the queer community or meeting like-minded people. So it's definitely worth, that's my favorite part of the carnival.
Now we've just spoken to John Caldwell, but he is in the print edition of Star Observer as your closet case for this month.
Yes, so closet case person this year, this month, sorry, is John Caldwell. And so we spoke to him about his experiences coming out, and our community hero is Margot Fink, so trans activist who does a lot of work with Minus 18.
I was going to say, she's the young Minus 18.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And she also took the photos for our cover story, so the feature about young LGBTI people in schools, the issues they face. So, yeah.
She took that photo.
Yeah, and the photos inside. Yeah, she was brilliant.
I tell you what, she's a good photographer.
She is incredible, yes. She's a legend.
Now, Matthew, you've done a feature on Schools Out, which is a particular panel conversation that's being held as part of Midsummer this year. I'm hosting it. What can you tell me about it?
Well, yeah, it's just going to be a panel discussion looking at, I guess, the state of education in schools at the moment. I mean, around the country, but even Victoria, and how LGBTI youth navigate that. So I guess the issues they faced, you know, next steps, you know, how we can improve the education system. You know, there's a lot of work, incredible work being done by Minus 18, but...
Do you know what shits me?
Oh, what's
the fact that 30 years ago, there was no tailored information for LGBTI kids.
Yep.
That's when I was going to school.
Yeah.
And there still isn't.
No, you're right. A couple of people I spoke to, they actually said, you know...
That shits me to tears.
Yeah, there's no way to find support services where they went. They didn't know where to look. They didn't have any kind of, resource, so...
The latest edition of Star Observer is out now. You can pick up your copy at Level 9, 225 Bourke Street here at Joy 94.9. Matthew Wade, thank you so much for joining us on the line today.
Thanks, Dean.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Dean Beck on Air. I'll see you at Carnival. Till next time, keep well, take care.
This Joy program has a podcast and you can subscribe to it at joy.org.au.
Your community.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.